Good morning. You're welcome to the Open Heaven Hour. Please stay tuned for our devotion for today. You're welcome to another episode of the Open Heaven Hour. It's that time of the day again where we get to learn, hear, and share the Word of God. Where we get to dive into the deep, deep revelation in the Word of God. The Lord gets to speak to us and we get to listen to Him every single morning. So if this is your first time of joining us and you wonder what you're listening to, this is the Open Heaven Hour, and it's that time of the day where we get to learn. We get to hear God speak to us before we step out for the day. If you've been very frequent on the show, then you know what time it is. It's time to tell somebody, to tell somebody, to tell every single person that it is time for our devotion. So I want you to spread the word. Let somebody out there know that it is time for our devotion. Be a channel of blessing to somebody out there today. This segment of our show is brought to you by the Redeemed Christian Church of God, Praise Palace, Northampton, United Kingdom. And on this segment of our show, we make use of our Open Heaven Devotion Manual, written by our Father in the Lord, Pastor Enoch Adejare Adeboye, the General Overseer of the Redeemed Christian Church of God. Today is the 10th day in the month of March 2025. I will be looking at a topic that says, The Great Invitation. The Great Invitation. Our hymn for today is taken from hymn 27 from our manual. Hymn 27, What a Friend We Have in Jesus. Our Bible in 1 year is taken from Joshua chapter 18 to chapter 20. Joshua from chapter 18 to chapter 20. Our memory verse is taken from Isaiah 55 verse 1, which says, Oh, everyone that thirsteth, come ye to the waters, and he that hath no money, come ye, buy and eat. Ye, come, buy wine and milk without money and without price. Our Bible reading for today is taken from John chapter 7, from verse 37 to 39. John chapter 7, from verse 37 to 39. Are you with your Bibles now? From verse 37, it reads, On the last and greatest day of the festival, Jesus stood and said in a loud voice, Let anyone who is thirsty come to me and drink. Whoever believes in me, as scripture has said, rivers of living water will flow from within them. By this he meant the Spirit, whom those who believed in him were later to receive. Up to that time, the Spirit had not been given since Jesus had not been glorified. May God bless the reading and hearing of His word in Jesus' name. Amen. Our manual today reads, Jesus gave what many call the Great Invitation to everyone, like we see in Matthew chapter 11 from verse 28 to 30. He promised to give rest to everyone who comes to Him. That includes you. Jesus said in Matthew chapter 6, verse 31, that you should never worry. He wants you to cast all your cares on Him because He cares for you, like we see in 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 7. He holds you, so He will take care of you. The question now is, does Jesus really own you? Does He own your thoughts of your the thoughts of your heart? The direction and the focus of your eyes and your resources. If it truly owns you, then you have nothing to worry about. However, if they are part of your life that you haven't surrendered totally to him, then there's cause for worry. My father in the Lord taught me that it is what your father has that he will take care of you with. If God is your father and owner, then he will take care of you with pleasures forevermore, because they are abundant at his right hand, like we see in Psalm 16 verse 11. However, if the devil owns you and you do his will, he will take care of you with lies and torment, because that is his specialty. When the devil owns a fellow, that fellow will always be in need, because true satisfaction cannot only be found in God. The devil has nothing good to offer his own while he enslaves. God has sons, and as sons of the Most High, all things are yours. Like we see in 1 Corinthians chapter 3 verse 21. God is extending a great invitation to you today, just like the one Jesus extended to the crowd on the great day of the feast in today's Bible reading. He is calling you to come and drink, and to come and buy wine without money and without price. He is calling you to a life of righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost, like we see in Romans chapter 14 verse 17. And Deuteronomy chapter 30 verse 19 says, I call heaven and earth to record this day that I have set before you life and death, blessings and cursing. Therefore choose life, and both thou and thy seed may live. The ball is in your court, completely to God, so you can enjoy all the goodies he has for his children. When you choose life, you make the best choice, not only for yourself, but also for generations after you. Beloved, accept God's invitation. Choose life. Today's Open Heaven comes to the reflection that says, are you choosing life with your thoughts, words, actions, and decisions? This is a question I want us to ponder on this morning. If you are yet to surrender your life to Christ, this is another opportunity for you to surrender your life to Christ. I want you to bow your heads and say after me, Lord Jesus, I accept you as my personal Lord and Savior. Forgive me of all my sins. Cleanse me of all my unrighteousness. Take me as yours and make my heart your dwelling place. For in Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Amen. If this Open Heaven has been a blessing to you, and you also like to be a blessing to somebody today, you can be a blessing by sharing. And how can you share? You can share by visiting our website on www.praisepalaceradio.com. Click on the podcast. Click on the Open Heaven Hour. You see all our past and current Open Heaven devotional. Click on any of the messages you'd like to listen to, download, or share. The link will pop up on the search engine. Copy the link and share. You can also join us live 7 a.m. GMT on our radio station, still on www.praisepalaceradio.com, and it's available on our mobile app, which you can download from Play Store and Apple Store. Thanks for joining us till you hear my voice again, and till we gather for another word from the mind of God. Do remain blessed. Bye-bye.